أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا صدق الله العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى continues the incident of Sayyidina Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام meeting Khadir. Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام sought permission. Permission was granted on the condition فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا, that do not ask me regarding anything that I do until I myself divulge, I myself explain to you the wisdoms behind it. Again, we just need to put this into context. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, a Nabi and Rasul of Allah, one who received wahi, kitab from Allah, a shariat from Allah, who is given the responsibility to guide his people. Khadir, also according to by and large the consensus of the ulama, is that he was also a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but there was a difference in the knowledge that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon both of them that we discussed yesterday. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about three incidents that had taken place while Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was with Khadir, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then brings about through Khadir the differences and why and the reasons why he did whatever he did. So Allah ta'ala says the first incident, فَانْطَلَقَا, both of them proceeded. They went, permission is given, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is in the company of Khidr. In the narrations it comes that they were on the coast, so they walked a while until they came to a ferry or a boat, whatever it would have been. Hatta idha rakiba fi safina, until both of them embarked on that ferry. Now in the narration it is stated that the person of the ferry, the boatman, he had recognized Khadir, and obviously he knew him to be a pious person, a person of Allah, a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he embarked both of them onto this ferry, this vessel of his, on no charge, given absolutely free. And now him and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam are in the ferry. Allah ta'ala says, kharaqaha, he damaged it. How he damaged it? In the narration, he removed a timber from this ferry, and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is now in absolute disgust. To damage the property of somebody else is not permissible in his shariat, it is not permissible in our shariat. And then on top of that, the man gave you free passage, he did kindness to you, he was kind to you, and this is how you return and reciprocate that kindness that this person had brought about. And over and above that, damaging the boat doesn't stop there at the damage. The passengers are at risk. What is going to happen to these passengers? They will drown. And hence, whatever you did is absolutely disgustful. It is absolutely grievous, it is not acceptable. And Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, he brings this about, and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam articulates this, قَالَ أَخَرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا, that did you damage it, the consequences of which was that the people on the boat, the passengers, you would have drowned. In other words, there are so many grievous things that you had done, deeds that you had brought about, just by removing one piece of timber. لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا. And certainly you have carried out a very grievous crime, a very grievous matter. Now, one important aspect here is, something had been done against the Shariat in the eyes of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and this is the fitrat, this is the natural disposition that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed and Allah ta'ala granted Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, that it will be spoken about and it will be stopped immediately. Another aspect, when we look into the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if any grievous harm was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or any harm in any other way, so long as it was not regarding the Shariat, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would bear with patience, with tolerance, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will respond with forgiveness. But when the Shariat and the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is broken, then Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that that would annoy and it would anger Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. Now Khidr immediately, in this case he is the tutor, in this case he is the ustad of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. So he said to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, that did I not say that you will not be able to bear with me patiently? You will never be able to tolerate this. Khadir had also known the fitrat and the nature of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam on the one hand, and he had also known the nature of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, how they would respond in any case. قَالَ لَا تُؤَخِذْنِي بِمَا نَسِيتْ. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam now presents his excuse and he says, do not take me to task because of my forgetfulness. وَلَا تُرْهِقْنِي مِنْ أَمْرِي عُسْرًا. And do not burden me in my matter, a burden of difficulty. In other words, do not make it more difficult for me than it is. I have forgotten. But obviously in the mind and the heart of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, this was not something that was becoming, this was not something that was permissible. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, in this way, he makes his excuse and he goes on. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teaches us again this very, very important lesson, that for us to continue our lives in this world according to the deen of Allah, it is necessary, it is incumbent that we gain knowledge, and we gain knowledge from those people whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded us to gain knowledge from. Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.